Scripture reading this evening is taken from Luke's Gospel and chapter 15. Luke's Gospel and chapter 15. We're commencing to read from verse 11. This is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. And he said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me.' And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the young son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to be merry. Now the elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, 'Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound.' And he was angry, and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, 'Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never givest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf.' And he said unto him, 'Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.'" May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Our theme this evening for this our annual general meeting is inventory time in the pig pen. Inventory time, pig pen. At the end of each year, every businessman must take time to look at the books. It's inventory time. It's time to see if the business is making a profit or a loss. All good businessmen will give time to consider how their business is doing. They might ask themselves some questions like this. Do I need to make any changes? Do I need to cut any costs? Do I need to lay off any of my workers? Or do I need to take on more workers? Can I afford to buy new machinery? Do I need an extension to the warehouse? If so, can I afford it? All these decisions depend upon whether there is a profit or loss. Our own deacons have to do the same thing. At the end of each year, they look at the books. And over the last several years, they've had to decide how much they can pay off the man's loan. And yet, keep a little back in reserve for something that may be worn out or broken. These are all decisions which have to be made. It's inventory time. It's time to take stock. It's time to stand back and take a good hard look at the figures and then decide what to do. And you boys and girls and young people who are here this evening, you too have to learn to balance the books. In a few minutes' time, you'll be getting your satisfied prizes. A little bit of money, I believe. So when you go to the bookshop, you will have to find a book similar in price to that which you have received as your prize. You too have to balance the books. But boys and girls, I want you to look at this young man that Jesus tells us of in our reading in Luke chapter 15. You see, here was a young man who would appear was unhappy living at home. And he's looking to leave. So what does he do? What does the Bible tell us he did? What does Jesus say? Well, he takes stock of what he has before he spoke to his earthly father. And he lives on a farm. And he looks around the farm and he sees the land and he sees the livestock. He sees the sheds and the barns. And when he puts all these things together, what does he really see? He sees money. He sees wealth. He sees a good time. He sees a fun time. He sees the chance to get away from the family whom he believes is holding him back from having a good time. So he has taken stock and he decides what he's going to do. And this is what he decides. I'll ask my father for my share of this place and off I'll go. Now there's four simple things which I want us to see this evening, boys and girls, and I'm particularly pointing this out to the younger people here this evening. And the first thing I want you to see, boys and girls, is the hurt he caused. The hurt this young man caused. See, this portion of scripture is perhaps one of the tenderest stories ever told by our Lord Jesus Christ. The father of this young man was obviously a hard-working man. He was a man who at the time kept his children in check. He was a godly man, a man of faith. And this request from his youngest son clearly brought great grief to the Father. And it shows us the spiritual state of this young man's heart. Verse 12 of chapter 15. And the younger of them said to his father, Give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto him his living. I want you to notice what this young man said to his father. He uses these words, Give me. This young man, we have a friend here in Northern Ireland, but this young man wasn't behind the door when he was asking his father for his share of the farm. He doesn't say, Father, can I have my portion? He doesn't say, Father, would you give me a little bit of the farm money, a little portion, and see, Father, how I get on with it, how I handle the money. And if I do well, then, Father, maybe you could entrust me with another little bit of the farm money. He doesn't say that, does he? He says to his father, give me luck, stock, and barrel. I want it all. I want all of my portion. And here is the folly of all sinners. Here is the thing which brings ruin to many lives. It's the here and now syndrome. I want a good time, and I want it now. They look at the things that are seen, the things they can buy, and they want instant gratification. But God is not in their thoughts. And boys and girls, you need to know that this was a young man who was brought up in the church. He was taught by his father right and wrong. And now he casts all by the wayside. If I'm going to have a good time, he thinks to himself, God must be cast aside. If I'm going to have a good time, God must be cast aside. I must get out from underneath my father's eye if I'm to have a good time. Father, give me. Oh, what hurt this young man caused his father. Pride, arrogance was clearly seen. And as his father listened to his son's request, give me, the father's heart was broken. The second thing I want us to see is the far country. The far country. The father gives in to his son's request, and within a few days, he's gone. He's gone. Money in his pocket, off he goes. He's gone. The far country must be found. He must get out from under his father's eye. The far country here, boys and girls, represents the word. This young man was going to have a sinful time, no matter what. Verse 13, the second half. And took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. So this young man now sets about spending his money as fast as he could. And by the years, it doesn't take him very long before all is spent. While he had money, he had friends. But just like the money, When is the son? Soon was his friends. You see, a sinful man with money will attract other sinful men and women. But when it's done, they're gone. They're gone looking for their next catch. But whose money was he really wasting? Whose money was he really wasting? Was it his father's hard-earned money, or was it his? Well, you know, it was really neither of their money, but rather it was the Lord's money that he was wasting. You see, we are only entrusted with our money. Your farm, your house, your business, your jar, those things are only lent to us from the Lord. God only lets us borrow such things. He is the true owner of things. And that's what makes this situation so bad. It is the Lord's goods that he's wasting. And we all will be held accountable for how we manage our money. Young people, is this a picture of you? Do you want to leave home and go to the far country? Do you want to get out from under your father's watchful eye? Do you want to be free to sin as you wish? Well, this is what this young man did. But learn this, young people. It did not bring the happiness he desired. It did not bring him the happiness he desired. Which brings us to our third thing which we want to see this evening. Inventory time in the pig pen. Verses 14 to 18. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. When this young man left home, he had a spring in his step. As far as he was concerned, things were now looking up. But now, as we read in the scriptures, the money's gone. He has no food. Starvation begins to kick in. Now he has worked on his father's farm. And so he gets a job on another farm. And the job he gets is feeding pigs. And as he throws the pigs their food, this young man is so hungry that he would eat the pig's food to stay alive. Things have changed. What a change. What a change. He's gone from riches to rags. No one wants to know him. So what does he do? He stops and he takes an inventory of what he has. And where does he do this from? He does it from the pig pen. The fields which the swine are in are the pig pen. But look at verse 17. It says, And when he came to himself. For the first time in this young man's life, he has been afflicted. And notice, it was when he was in want he came to himself. None of us wish to be afflicted. None of us want sickness. None of us want sorrow. None of us wants to be in poverty. But sometimes afflictions, when sanctified by divine grace, prove very happy times indeed. God uses such times to turn sinners from the error of their ways. Suddenly, the ear can be opened to receive discipline, the heart opened to receive instruction. And that's what the Lord is doing right now to this young man. God is saying to him, take a look at your mischievous ways. Look at your sin. Where has it got you? Your money's gone. Your friends are gone. Your family's gone. Through starvation, your health is gone. He's at rock bottom. And if we look at the inventory of this young man's life now, what does it add up to? Well, it added up to a great loss. It added up to a great loss. There is no profit, just loss. The businessman, at the end of each year, must find out if he has made a profit or a loss. And if it's a loss, he must do something about it. If he doesn't, he will lose everything. And here's a young man, through affliction, realizes he's lost everything. But boys and girls, here's what he does. Here's what he decides to do. He doesn't decide to sit back and do nothing about it. Verse 15. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Young people, here is a man who now gives God consideration. He now starts to consider his situation. And note, consideration is the first step towards conversion. Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 28 reads, because he considereth and turneth away from all his transgressions that he had committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die. But now, after consideration, he must act. I will arise and go to my father. From the pig pen, he thought his life through. It's time to put things right. It's time to put things right with his God and with his earthly father. Why? Verse 18. I have sinned against heaven and before thee. There's a change in direction here in this young man's life. In the far country, he couldn't get enough of sin. He found great pleasure in it. But now he is confessing his sin before his Father in heaven. Now he realizes, I have to get out of this far country. I need to get home. This is the consideration that this young man has come to from the pig pen. I must get out of this far country. I need to get home. And that's what all of us need to do. If you're not a Christian, you need to get out of the far country and you need to get home. And the fourth thing that we want to see this evening is the welcome he received when he went home. Verses 20 to 24. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring here the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Little did this young man know, but his father was watching for him. He probably was watching him for him every day since the day he left home. He watched the skyline, hoping and praying that the son would come home. And then one day, from a great way off, his father saw him. And full of compassion, he runs and he hugs his son and he places upon him a kiss of love. What a wonderful reunion between the father and his son. And here we have a beautiful picture of the love of our Heavenly Father. When we turn to him through the Lord Jesus Christ, we are received into his family, and he gives to us far more than we ever deserve. What does the inventory of your life add up to tonight? Is it profit? Or is it a great loss? Is it profit or a great loss? If you're here tonight and you don't love the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, well then, the inventory of your life adds up to a great loss. But if you're here and you love the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're dependent upon him and him alone for your salvation, well then, the inventory of your life is a great profit. And what a wonderful, wonderful thing that is. Boys and girls, take heed from the word of God this evening. And may God bless this word to all of our hearts.